The BBC's Middle East editor, Jeremy Byrne, has been photographing the food people eat in the midst of war. He tweets the images since he argues that there's more to learn from how people live amid the risk of death. Many families in the UK, perhaps including yours, have well-worn stories of wartime rationing here, of recipes made up of making do. But alongside the online catalogue of horrors of modern warfare in the Middle East, Jeremy has kept taking his food photos, despite criticism that it's all a distraction. We asked him to reflect why he's so stubborn about it.
The first war I went to was in El Salvador in 1989, and not more than a block or two back from the street where a lot of the street fighting was happening, there was a man with a big barrow full of ripe tomatoes, and he was selling them, and a few people were buying them. And I thought to myself then, well, shouldn't I film the tomatoes as well, to give a full picture of what's happening, insofar as very close to the front line, people are still getting on trying to survive. As it happened, I didn't have my own cameraman. We didn't film them on that occasion. But ever since then, it's troubled me slightly that if you watch the television news, you sometimes can see all hell breaking loose. But actually, surprisingly close by, people are trying to live. Now, I take photographs of bits and pieces that people were eating, or I was eating, or people were selling, and I would tweet them. And lately, I've been putting them on Instagram as well. The Syrians are quite proud of their cuisine, which is another reason why I think when I'm in Syria, it's worth taking pictures and tweeting about it, because for them, it's an important part of their culture. I had a particularly productive place to take these pictures, one particular street, which is on the edge of the ancient old city in the heart of Damascus. And there they have a lot of places selling street food of different sorts. There was just one day when we were waiting for someone to go out filming, there was a man selling shawarma close by, and we had a shawarma. And for those who don't know, it's a bit like a doner kebab, but much, much nicer. A great big roundel of chicken or beef, lamb sometimes, which is forced onto a metal bar and roasted in front of a gas fire. I took one that day, and as time went by, it's become a bit more of an obsession for me. I've done it in refugee kitchens right near front lines in rebel-held parts of Damascus, or kitchens the UN have set up in Aleppo. On my last trip in Syria, I took some pictures of awama, and that's basically a deep-fried dough ball covered in honey syrup, and they stack them up in these great golden pyramids, dripping with syrup and honey and calories and cholesterol. They make them amazingly quickly, just throwing the lumps of dough from a great distance sometimes into these vats of boiling oil, and then taking them out and pouring the syrup on, and it's a big part of the street life. There is one particular dish which I'm very fond of, chicken makluba. It means upside down chicken. You cook the chicken and then basically you put rice on top of that, lots of different herbs and garlic. And when it's all cooked with a flourish, the cook inverts the bowl and you get a great steaming pyramid of rice with chicken on top. So it's hence upside down chicken. My latest makluba tweet came from the West Bank. I've been doing a program about olive oil, which will be on Radio 4 in a week or two. And we went to see one particular olive grower, and his daughter made the most fabulous lunch, which included a large amount of chicken makluba, which was a wonder to eat. When I was defending myself on Twitter against someone who was criticizing the fact that, she put it disparagingly, I was eating my way around the Middle East when other people were dying and starving, I said, look, I think it's important to see how people live as well as how they die. And I referred her to my radio and TV reporting. I said, look, if you want to see death and misery, there's plenty of that there. And I actually found that someone's done a collection of the pictures on Tumblr called Jeremy Byrne is Hungry. And so it's out there. All my tweets, I'd forgotten, I'd done so many. But someone has put together this collection. I'll add to it on all my next trips.
Jeremy Byrne, still photographing food, and those pictures are easily found by looking at Bowen BBC. And there's a startling one of a spice store, which is doing the rounds at the moment.